I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. U.S. threatens to pull out of nuclear arms control treaty with Russia. Scary headline? You bet. Time to panic? Not yet. Here's a skinny. The Trump administration has accused Russia of violating the INF treaty, stands for Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces. So yesterday, the U.S. gave the Russians 60 days to shape up or else. Or else the U.S. will drop out of the INF pact. After that, Washington says it may start to produce, test, and deploy intermediate-range nuclear missiles.
During the 60 days, we will still not test or produce or deploy any systems, and we'll see what happens.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday. Back in 1987, things looked promising when Mikhail Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan signed the INF Treaty toward the end of the Cold War. Now, three decades later, the pact could be about to collapse. Heather Hurlburt is a former arms control negotiator who served under President Clinton. So why does it look like it's the end of this treaty? What's going on, Heather?
The Trump administration has decided that rather than stay in the treaty itself and try to get Russia to change, that it would be better to drop the whole treaty. This was first announced last month. The administration wanted to pull out right away. Apparently, the president was convinced by Angela Merkel when they met at the G20 summit to give a 60-day window instead. The Russians made a statement today basically saying, fine, Washington's going to pull out, we'll pull out too. And Secretary Pompeo has said that the U.S. will start immediately to develop missiles with a similar range. So very shortly, we will be having a very acrimonious debate about whether there should be short-range nuclear missiles stationed in Europe, which for those of us who were alive in the 70s and 80s will take us back to one of the most divisive international debates of that time.
Yeah. Now, the Russian foreign minister said their government abides by the provisions of the treaty and the U.S. side knows this. What do they mean that the U.S. knows that Russia is abiding by the treaty?
That they're not going to admit to their public that they're not abiding by the treaty. And you saw some quite remarkable unity coming out of NATO yesterday, where all NATO members together signed on a statement that agreed that Russia, and you don't get NATO members to agree about anything about Russia anymore. So there really is outside Russia complete unanimity that the Russians are not living up to the treaty.
This 60-day kind of window that Trump and Angela Merkel agreed on, what's that going to do? What happens in those 60 days?
The Europeans will try to put together some kind of face-saving package. It also gives European leaders a little more time to start talking to their own publics, quite understandably, because the continent of Europe is the geographic territory most threatened by someone actually using a short or intermediate range missile. So it, in some ways, it's a political reprieve for Europe while dealing with this problem.
Yeah, but maybe you can just assess for us how rattled America's European allies are by the prospect of an arms race. What are you hearing?
Most of Europe does not want to antagonize Moscow further right now. And many European governments, which are already very weak from dealing with resurgent populism, also do not want to have to deal with another. And I should say, again, for folks who weren't paying attention to European security in the 80s, which these days is most of us, these were some of the biggest demonstrations that Europe has seen in the post-World War II era were of European citizens coming out to protest the stationing of exactly this kind of nuclear missile on their soil. So this is a big, big deal.
So, Heather, what do you think are the risks for regional and global stability? And do you see any silver lining in this standoff right now?
You know, if there's a silver lining, it's a very, very small one. It's a chance to remind ourselves that we do have this international tissue of agreements that has helped slow down the proliferation of nuclear weapons, and that 40 years ago, you might have thought that 20 countries would have missiles like this pointed at each other, and the fact that so few do was a real triumph of the arms control movement. So it's my silver lining is sort of in the category of you don't know what you got till it's gone. Because the big risk here is that these missiles, because they fly short distances, you have a much shorter warning time. So every place that you put in this kind of system, it's one more element that makes crises more tense and it makes misperceptions and miscommunications more risky.